Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Good morning. Happy New Year. And thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on this air for introducing this show for your best friend and your granddaddy. Hey, thank you, best friend. Well, good morning, people, and it's Sunday morning, and you know what that means. The show is called The Gospel of Working from Home. And what we do here on Sunday mornings is share with you a variety of information to enhance your life that helps you with being a home-based business worker, or I like to say a home-based business entrepreneur. And so, you know, we have some information we want to share with you this morning as we get the new year started. And so this morning we're going to share some information around goals, to-dos, activity, outlook, mindset. And again, as always, reminding people to make sure of taking advantage of your tax advantages. So let's start with the tax advantages first, then we can get into the goals. So one of the things that you need to do, if you haven't already started, is organizing folio, because it'll be time to file taxes in a couple of weeks. And as a home-based business owner, remember that you have the following home-based business deductions. Because you work from home, so your home is your place of business, which means a portion of your rent or your mortgage is tax deductible, your utility bills, your cell phone bill, depending on what type of home-based business you have, your cable, definitely your internet, because as Bill Gates said, there's only two types of businesses that's going to exist as we move into the future, those that's online and those that's not in business. So it's important to make sure you have an online presence with your home-based business, whether it's a website, a blog, something that allows you to have people can connect with you through the internet. Plus, one of the great things about having a home-based business is I would suggest to everybody to have a PayPal account so their goods and services that you market, that people can be able to pay you online so that way you do not always have to wait for cash transactions. Or somebody writing you a check and hoping that the check clears. People pay you with their debit card through PayPal. The money is instant. You know it's cleared. Also, it generates a receipt for the customer. But I would say every home-based business earner should have then a PayPal account. If you go to PayPal.com, it's very easy to set up a PayPal account. And once you get one, believe me, they are great assistance. I use my PayPal account for so many different things related to my particular home-based business, and especially since I have two businesses, tax service and also a travel business. So it's important to have a means for people to be able to pay you, and especially in this modern days and times, electronic payment is something that people are familiar with, and you should not have no problem with your customers, okay? So, with some of that being said, Doug said you need to be getting those documents organized, and the two main forms that's going to go with your 1040 tax form is going to be your Schedule C, profit and loss from your business, your home-based business, and Form 8829, the business use of your home. That's where you'll be able to write off your rent, your mortgage, the utility bills, maintenance and upkeep, repairs, anything that you've done to improve your home, because when you improve your home, you're improving your place of business, and such as maintenance and upkeep. If you have a lawn care service, that is tax deductible as a home-based business earner, because you not only have your grass cut to keep the quality of your house looking nice, but also your office, your home-based business. Here's a couple tips that you should adhere to so that you can make sure that you can audit-proof your home-based business. One is I would definitely take pictures of my home office and save those pictures so that way if you're ever audited is that you can be able to share those pictures with the IRS. You know, another method is having them come past your house to see the layout. But I would write out my layout of my home, how it's used for business purposes, what aspects of your house you're using for business purposes, and write out the layout of your house in relationship to business purpose use. And the other thing you should have is a sign-in sheet. Preferably, you can keep it in the foyer. As people come into your house, when they come to your house, they should always have guests when they come to visit you to sign in. Even if they just came to visit and came by, watch a football game such as today or whatever, they still sign in, but you always make sure that before they leave that you share something with them about your business. Doesn't have to be a long, detailed presentation, but as long as you share something with them about your business, then that proves that, you're using your home for business purposes. And like I said, if they came by today for the football game, if you're having friends over to watch the NFL playoffs, then you make sure they sign in. You share information with them about your business. Y'all go ahead and enjoy the game. And if you're hosting the party and you're spending money for all of the food and the pizza, the beer, and the chips and everything else, all of that can become tax deductible as long as you share something with them about your business. And I would say the best way to do that, halftime come, hey, I do a short, quick business presentation. Say, hey, it's halftime, it's intermission. Let me again remind y'all about what I do business-wise. These are some tips that you need to go over, and keep in mind as you're organizing yourself for the year. Okay, get that part out of the way. That's, making sure that you're getting yourself organized and ready for your taxes. The other point, this is a new year, and you want to make it the best year ever in your home-based business. As a new year, you want to set some goals to enhance your business. I would review what you did last year in terms of your business, or what is it you want to improve upon and how you want to do better than you did last year. Basically, you can look at, say, what your cash flow was for your business and say, if your cash flow was $50,000 and you want to increase that by 10%, that means, goal for this year would be to make $55,000. Or if you want to increase it by 20%, then the goal would be to make that $60,000 in terms of cash flow. Or if you had like 50 customers and you want to increase your customer base 100%, then you might look at what can I do to make sure that I have 100 customers this year. So you want to look at the bottom of what some people refer to as the bottom line in terms of how to achieve what you want to achieve as far as cash flow or customer acquisition. You want to definitely make sure that you're looking at always how to increase your business in terms of those two areas. And so you want to set goals around that in terms of increasing it. And then once you set the goals, you need to know what action steps am I going to have to take to achieve that goal. What do I need to do to prospect or meet new people so that I can share more information with people that can lead towards the acquisition of more customers. So that's very, very important. And, we focus on how to be able to do that. And there's various things that you can do. One of the things that my wife did as we were closing out last year was going around giving out greeting cards to people for the holidays as an act of kindness, and sharing information with our website and the greeting card and just saying happy holidays to people. And it was interesting. A couple of them that I gave out to people, in the food market and food line, going through the line, got my food, and reached over as I was paying for it, gave the cashier, said, here's a happy holidays, here's a card for you. And then one lady said, oh, thank you, my first Christmas card that somebody's given me. And so waiting to see if they go to the website and respond. One person that my wife did give a card to has responded, and we're following up with them, and that might become a new business prospect or a new customer, all because of going out and giving out some greeting cards. So there's various things that you can do besides just going out giving out your business card, but you definitely want to do that also. And remember, if you have a home-based business and then you still work a W-2 job, is that you leverage your home-based business against your W-2 job to increase that tax return. And one of the ways you do that, making sure you turn those commuter miles from the work into business-to-business miles, is when you leave your house, you stop somewhere and conduct business for your home-based business before proceeding to work, whether it's a P.O. box, whether it's a 7-Eleven, a McDonald's, a Starbucks, and you give out some business cards, some flyers, you get in small conversation with people. It might be something that you're promoting. You say, hey, check out my website. This month, you know, we're promoting such and such services or some product. You know, we're promoting such and such product, and, you know, we really would like for you to take a look at it. You know, you can do that with flyers and business cards as a way of advertising, again, letting people know what you do. It's very, very important that you do set goals and you plan and that you, you know, make your life a winning life. Every day is a great day, and even if it doesn't feel like a great day, you can make it a great day. Like, and that you must make things happen for yourself. You make every day a great day by programming your mind that it is a great day. Psychiatrists state that most illnesses are psychosomatic, which means that your mind creates them. We all know people who, no matter what kind of illness you might mention, have either had that condition or are having it right there. There's a definite relationship between the psyche, which is your mind, and the soma, which is your body. Just as your mind creates the illness in your body, studies show that if you program your mind with positive rather than negative information, the mind can create an exhilarating and exceptional day every day. Every day can be a great day, and your life can be a winning life if you're willing to make it that way. Think great thoughts, do great things, and make it a winning day. So it's important, again, that we program ourselves. Either you program yourself or you're getting programmed. See, sometimes we have people say, well, I ain't in all of that programming stuff. Well, if you don't program yourself, you know, you will get programmed. I mean, you know, through the television, the radio, mass media, the music, you know, through other people's actions and things that other people do. So it's very, very important that you set up a course and a program for yourself. I'm going to share with you some information from a book called The Lotus Code, which is a book that Mark Yarnell put together, who a lot of people who are network marketing familiar with him. He wrote Your First Year in Network Marketing. Well, anyway, he talks about the six steps on the path to attainment. Step number one, and we just finished talking about that somewhat, your thoughts. The entire process begins by cultivating right thoughts and breaking through mental limitations. So what are right thoughts? What are the right thoughts you should have for your business? You know, if you don't think about what you want to happen for your business, is not going to happen arbitrarily. Remember, we be about what we think about. So whatever it is, and that's, you know, and that's not only related to business, but in life in general. When people, as I just finished reading a moment ago, if people think negative things or think about being sick, they become sick. People think about something bad is going to happen to them, and something bad does happen to them because we be about what we think about. We create our own existence through thoughts. That's why the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is so powerful. He didn't say read and grow rich. He said think and grow rich. Even though you have to read the book, but then you have to think. And so, you know, thoughts are very, very important. Step two, thoughts manifest words. Our words reveal or reflect what is in our thoughts. So when we think negative things, then that's, you know, what's going to manifest. But when we, because it's going to manifest words, you know, our thoughts. If our thoughts are good, then they're going to manifest good words. And when we manifest good words, we bring about good deeds, we bring about good things that can happen for us. Words manifest actions. Our actions result from the words we speak and we write. So, again, the words that you use, it's going to manifest the actions that you need to take or you will take because, you know, nothing happens by accident. So those words that we use, they're going to manifest the actions. Actions manifest habits. Habits are revealed through repetitive actions. So from those actions, you're going to develop a habit. See, that's why it's important to make sure you don't develop habits of procrastination. I can do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. You should always take the action step. I'll do it now. You know, it's so important. Too often we do, as you heard us saying, don't put off to tomorrow what you can get done today. So it's important that, you know, we learn how to go ahead and plan and get done the things that we want to get done in terms of developing those habits. Habits manifest perseverance. Perseverance results from habitual thoughts and behaviors. See, once you have certain habits, then you can persevere. You can get through the tough times. Because I'm not saying that you won't have tough times, or you might have challenging times. I don't like to say bad times, challenging times. But when you develop the right habits, you can persevere and get through those. Perseverance manifests as attainment. Attainment is actualized through perseverance. As you persevere, you weather a storm, you get through it, you will obtain the things that you're looking to obtain. You'll reach your goal. So that's very, very important in terms of understanding those six things that Mark Yarnell's talking about. And this is from a book he has called The Lotus Code. And it's a CD set and a book. It's a very, very good book. He talks about how when you first start off trying to accomplish something, your thoughts is like trying to push a boulder up a hill. And you must follow each step quickly. You cannot succeed by skipping over or isolating any one of the steps. Thinking the right thoughts is critical and foundational, but thoughts alone without words, actions, habits, and perseverance will not result in attainment. So in other words, again, what he's saying here is that just saying the words, but without, you know, just having the thoughts without the words and the actions, it's not going to lead to where you got to ultimately get to. Because we can say all the nice things. He says, working through the first steps is like pushing a big boulder up a hill. All of the effort is on the front end until you reach the top of the hill, and momentum takes the boulder down the slope on the other side. Once the boulder is in motion, it accelerates with relative ease. So when you start off working on your business endeavors and things, you just got to get through. You got to go through that. You got to push through. You got to fight your way through. Then once you've done that, and you said as you got the boulder up the slope, habits begin to set in. Once your actions become habits, you will have landed on the fulcrum of tipping point of the teeter-totter. You will balance there for a while until your habits are firmly implanted and executed, with case it's virtually that you stay the course. Rest assured that over time and with significant consistency of the right habit, the right thought and actions patterns, the balance beam will hit downward and you will succeed. So you're going to reach a point where you need to balance things out. And as you balance things out, then you're going to reach a point in which, like you said, like having a boulder, you pushed up a slope. And now it's just going downhill. In other words, things just begin to happen for you automatically. You begin to say, wow, that was a blessing today. Well, see, the thing is you put the right thoughts in. You took the action steps. You've been fighting your way through. And now because you persevered, you obtain the goal that you have set for yourself. So it's important to understand your habits will help you be able to move forward. And as you develop new habits. And habits, and it takes like 21 days to develop a habit. So you need to be able to, something you want to achieve, you have to be, you have to focus, and you have to work on it consistently, 21 days straight. And, you know, that's not, like I say, you know, if you want to break, get rid of old habits, you know, habits are easy to learn, hard to break. If you want to get rid of old habits, it usually takes 3 weeks, 21 days, anywhere from 3 weeks to 4 weeks to break a habit. That's the same when people be going on these different diets. I know a lot of people, it's the new year, and people talking about wanting to lose weight, other stuff. That means for the next 21 days, then you got to stay focused on what you're going to eat and your eating pattern. If the goal is losing a certain amount of weight, and then whatever your exercise plan is, and usually what happens is that people don't go to course. It's the same for your business. So if you got affirmations that you need to say to yourself, you need to make sure that every day you're doing them until it becomes habitual habit, that you get after 21 days, and it'll always be automatic, and you'll keep doing it over and over and over and over again. This is very, very important, because when you cultivate your thoughts, those thoughts are going to manifest those words. Those words are going to manifest actions, and the actions manifest habits, and habits manifest perseverance, and perseverance manifests attainment. If the ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step we take just gets us to the wrong place faster. That's by the late Stephen Covey. So remember, you need to make sure that you got your things are aligned the way you want. You begin to live your life intentionally. You'll take charge of where you're headed. You'll design your life on purpose rather than simply reacting to whatever comes your way. Isn't it amazing that so many people, it's just a life of reactions. They just react to what goes on. So we have to take our life out of the reactionary stage and make it a proactive life. That's one of the things that's different about going into business for yourself and having a business. And one of the things that you'll find, and it's not to say that, you know, the people that you know or your friends, you know, that they're bad people, but one of the distinctions between you, if you're going to be successful in your business, versus your friends who are still not there yet in that outlook, is that you'll find that their life is a set of reactions, and that they look at you strange when you talk about planning, or you say, 60 days from now, my goal is to have such and such, and they look at you and they say, well, there's no guarantee that that'll happen for you, you know, and there is no quote-unquote guarantee from the perspective that they're saying, but there is a guarantee that if you take the right action steps and you're being mentored by someone who's achieved what you want to achieve, and you take the action steps and do the things that they share with you to do, that you can hit that goal also. See, and that's the amazing thing is that, you know, I have people at times who says, well, I couldn't do about, you know, I got to have a guaranteed check. That's why I work a job. Well, see, the other side is this. Their check on their job is not guaranteed. They believe it is. That employer could go out of business this week, and you're looking to get paid next Friday, and they tell you there is no money. I've seen it happen. Some people say, well, that's rare. That doesn't, you know, my job has always paid me. You've always been there. Well, in today's economy, with things changing as fast as they're changing, the people downsizing, furloughing, and government shutdowns, there's no guarantee that you're going to get paid every week, you know, but you still put in the work. And if you put in the work in your business, there is a guarantee you will get paid something. Might not be all that you want all the time, but you will get paid by putting in your time and putting in the things that you need to do. That about wraps up some of the things I wanted to share with you this morning, except I want to leave you with a clue. There's a good book to get, and you can Google this book. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week. The 4-Hour Work Week. I would suggest that you Google that book, you know, and I probably might discuss some things from that book next week. I want to close out, though, with another book called Spiritual Marketing by Joe Vitale. He talks about this, and this is what I want to leave you with today, especially since this show is the gospel of working from home, is that once you know what you want, and you declare your intentions to the universe, you will be drawn to it, and it will be drawn to you. So that's why it's so important that we, again, this thing about words and thoughts and actions, is that when we put the words and the thoughts out there of what we want, in order for it to manifest, once we put it out there, universal law, the divine force in the universe, divine oneness, you will be drawn to the thing that you declare you want, and it will be drawn to you. And you might have experienced this in some things in the past. You might have been looking for a certain type of relationship, and it was drawn to you, and you was drawn to somebody that helped you fulfill that particular manifestation of that or which you desired in that relationship. Or you might have seen a certain car that you want, and you put it up. You looked at the picture of that car every day, day in and day out, and you were drawn to it, and it was drawn to you, and through some kind of cosmic force of the universe, you ended up attaining it. See, that's part of the why thoughts and words are so powerful in terms of taking action steps and doing the things that you need to do. So, again, we want to thank you for tuning in. Join us again next Sunday. Google the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. I believe you'll really like reading that. It gives you some very good information about, yes, how you can just work 4 hours a week, you know, a week. I didn't say a day, 4 hours a week, the 4-Hour Work Week. Google that book, and you should be able to find a PDF copy of that book. I will put a link up on next week's show for the book. But, you know, those of you that's the advanced listeners, go ahead and Google the book, and then you can download the PDF version of it. So it means you don't have to buy it. You can buy the hard copy if you want. If you download the PDF version, the author has made it available in a PDF form so that you can download it and you can read it on your handheld device, smartphone, or you can read it on your laptop or on your desktop. Okay, hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. May you have a prosperous day, a happy new year. And again, remember, make this a winning life. Think positive thoughts. Do positive things. We want to do is think something good, say something good, do something good. Think, say, do something good. God bless you. Until next time, take care and have a wonderful day.